Don't be wrong. Val and Danny. It's complicated. And it's only on your 951 morning drive.
I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Well, I'm not too sure about getting life from the source this morning on this program, but hit music from the number one source for hit music. Hope you guys enjoyed Way Back Wednesday yesterday. Oh, it was pretty good. All 80s all day. And if you want some more of that, well, skooks, yeah, relax, take a chill pill, one more week, and you'll have it. But let's, delve into the future, look forward to the future, even think about yesterday. It's a whole new day today, and welcome to everybody. Welcome to Thursday, 20th of May. Oh, yeah. I know it's usually around this time of the week, people are thinking about the weekend already, but these days, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, same difference, right? Welcome to Valsta and DJ Daddy. So are you doing this show from a sitting position or a horizontal position? You worker from home, you?
I am sitting.
Wait, you what?
I'm sitting.
Oh, you're sitting.
Yeah.
Well, wow, okay. Wow. Yeah, well, I don't know. Wow. You could have been doing the other thing with an extra letter in it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, good morning. Good morning to you too, boo.
Yeah, baby. Oh, how did you sleep last night? Good?
I did. I was in my bed pretty early.
Yeah.
I mean, earlier than the early that I'm in bed usually.
Yeah, and, I feel you on that, yeah.
And somehow I'm still sleepy.
Well, it's called...
How do we manage that?
It's the reality catching up. I have this philosophy. I always said it from day one when I started radio. No one should wake up before midday. No one. For no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And, this
well,
one, early bird.
I'm trying to believe you on that today.
Yeah, early bird catches the worm. Ugh, gross.
Even the bird does sing real loud
it is,
and wake me up.
It is starting to sing
this
it?
Morning. No, it's kind of quiet.
Well, I guess you are the early bird then. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Tell Sean be careful, watch his worm. Guys, it's now 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Let's continue with the music. Now, we cannot go to the beach. My God, I haven't seen the beach in so long. The closest to the beach I've seen, DJ Danny, is by the lighthouse there on Independence Square there.
On
South Key. Not on South Key, on Wrightson Road.
Right.
And then on the foreshore, and that's about it for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you see plenty. I could kind of think that you see any distance when I look down my hill.
Yeah, good for you. All right, I'm not a psychic, but if I could read minds, I think if I could delve into the cranium of our listeners, I think they feel the same way about us, DJ Danny.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many radio stations and so many opportunities, but technically not really options. Ha ha ha. More. Yeah, so that's us, guys. Val, so
DJ
Danny.
There's only one you.
Yeah, and there's only one you. Wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. That makes two U's. Huh.
That's not how this song goes from Sesame Street.
There is only one me. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I practice my singing from that song, actually.
Me.
All right, so I have to bring this up. I guess I can relate it because I'm aware of this flower, the odd spot today with the corpse flower. Have you heard of the corpse flower?
Oh, I think so. It's like a giant flower.
Yeah, so it basically starts. The whole plant is just a flower, basically. So it's roughly, I would say, about 3 feet minimum.
Yeah,
and
I know it
has the most disgusting smell of death, of rotting human flesh, which is how it basically, you know, survives.
Reproduces.
Yeah, but somebody put it on display in San Francisco. A guy who owns a nursery and he has extremely rare plants. He put it up on social media that he will be displaying the plant. In no time at all, just over 1,000 people literally line up across the block to see this flower and get a glimpse of it. And he said, I think everyone's tripping out that they can walk up and wiggle it and smell it. I don't think I want anybody walking up and wiggling anything of mine and smelling it, though.
That's right.
Without my permission. Yeah. But, I mean, it's pretty cool, I guess, if you're into botany and you're into flowery stuff. And, I mean, and you're very plant-nacious these days.
But
you're definitely going to kick out of it.
Your flower takes, like, a really long time to mature and then bloom.
Well, kind of like me. It's kind of just like me. It's kind of just like...
And then when it blooms, it stinks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yay.
And it'll come to think of it exactly like you.
I think I'm going to change my name on Facebook to Coarse Flower.
And unfortunately, in the photo of the day, I guess if you want to call it that, on the same page three, today's Guardian, two women walking down the street in Sangre Grande with their mask under their mouth. Wow. In public. You got to understand, guys, don't forget this thing is airborne, so let's not miss out on that. Also,
breathing it in, right?
Yeah, let's not miss out on the information being dealt out if you're stupid, okay?
Yeah, I don't understand.
This one on page 5. I guess everybody knows about this. It was mentioned yesterday when they arrived 1 o'clock yesterday morning. The Sinopharm vaccines. And the rollout drive is going to begin this Friday. So,
because I was wondering initially why they kept saying June 6th, like that's so far.
Yeah, it is so far. 100,000 vaccines. Do you think there's going to be an overwhelming rush for these, Sinopharm?
Yes.
Given the fact that talks are in the process for us to get some of those AstraZeneca.
I think right now, I wanted to talk to my doctor, particularly because of my other conditions, and he said to me, and I'm sure he's saying it to a lot of people, if you can get the vaccine, take the vaccine.
Yeah, because the problem is, I think people feel caught between a rock and a hard place now. The vaccine that the Americans don't want, or the vaccine that the rest of the world doesn't want?
Like rock, hard place.
Yeah. All right, 20 minutes on the upswing to 7 o'clock. So DJ Danny, here's the problem. Since the issuance of the SOE and curfew hours, people are still who are deemed essential, who anybody without a brain will deemed essential are still being penalized because of the disparity with precise information on people receiving passes.
So is the maxi drivers you're talking about?
Is the maxi drivers I talking about? Now, it wasn't like 4 o'clock in the morning or midnight. At 15 minutes before curfew, these maxis are operation. The drivers are saying who is in the maxi taxis.
Mm-hmm.
People deemed essential workers. But my thing is, we've seen the limited amount of passes going out. Essential workers are working 24 hours a day and having to use public transport. From actual police officers and people involved in the health sector and other forms. Right, down to you and me. You know, we have to reach work for a certain time, right? And how we get to work if we don't have cars. So, apparently how much we charge? Was it 20 max? I think they mentioned eight maxi taxi drivers charged for breaking curfew.
If they already have passengers at quarter to five, that means there's a need for the service.
Of course, because if the curfew is lifted at 5 a.m., but you have to be in work before 5 a.m. and you're essential, how do you get to work? So there obviously is a bridge, a gap, a very huge gap regarding how this thing is really playing off.
And really, 15 minutes,
And the guys, this is a $10,000 charge.
$10,000, which you have to pay immediately.
Oh.
For 30 days in jail.
And your maxi's already operating at 50%.
Whoa.
You know, let me give an example. I went to see about some business by Nicholas Towers yesterday after work, by Flo.
Uh-huh.
And the line was wrapped around, but granted, the customer reps at Flo, they were pretty efficient. They were getting the line down pretty fast. So kudos to those lovely ladies at Flo Nicholas Towers yesterday morning. But then I realized that the taxi stand right outside there, I think, I'm not too sure which route it is for, if it's Dago or where. That's a long circular outside there.
They pass on the right road and then they head up to Long.
Well, I was watching these guys, how frustrated they were waiting. And listen to the conversations, how long it's taking for their cars to fill up. Now, these are PH drivers, by the way. Every man jack in that line was PH on both sides of the road lineup. PH drivers, right? And I realized that they're trying to get one or just two passengers, but it's taking, one mentioned, it took him 2 hours just to move up a little bit in the line, then to finally get his turn. After reaching at the Port of Spain, 7:30, and at 9:30 a.m., I was out there.
Because if you're really being fair, there are not a lot of people that are out and about.
Exactly.
Which I guess is the point of the exercise.
But, everybody's trying to make that hustle.
No, I completely agree with you.
So
but
it's crazy.
The point is to curtail movement.
Of course.
But
you can't try to curtail movement and in the same breath be allowing movement. And then penalizing people who are not you know, JA and the C necessarily just really trying to operate their business within the same confines. Again, if people are essential and have to get to work for certain times, then public transport must be around.
As a maxi driver, I agree, but as a maxi driver, if they've made no provision for that, I'm leaving my house at 5:01.
Well, I guess,
I have no
yeah.
$10,000 to pay no fine, and I have no desire to spend 30 days hard labor in jail as a result. If
oh,
I can't
yeah.
fine.
Not even 30 seconds. So I guess yeah. to the maxi drivers, the taxi drivers out there, whether these people reach to work or not,
exactly.
the onus is not on you.
Correct. You can't accept that responsibility.
Yeah, so...
If the government don't care, well...
And we know that much. So at least a sort of revisit... Okay, they want to extend the SOE by another 3 months, right? And
but
provisions...
Is, okay, I find the wording for that is a little off as well, too. Yeah. Because... Okay, 3 months would take us to August.
Yeah.
Right? They proclaimed it this weekend gone. So, technically, if we're really managing our expectations and expecting the worst, I'm saying, well, obviously, because they didn't really announce a date when it would end.
Yeah, yeah.
But it can be for up to 90 days, which is 3 months. So, if you already figured that out, that will take us to the end of August. So to say it's extended, it just is the wrong language. I have an issue.
Well, yeah, I understand it because that's what the title is here. But
yeah.
So for those, how should I say this way?
Expect to be under similar situations all through August.
Yeah, at the end of the day, right is right and wrong is wrong, but nobody wants to be, you know, stapled with a multi-$1,000 charge and then more time
well,
than anybody wants.
$1,000?
Sadness.
No,
page to six.
Get out of your bank account.
Let me tell you.
Right? First of all, a lot of banks are not allowing you into their branch if you had to take out less than $5,000.
Wow.
Not a whole lot of people have $10,000 just sitting down extra in their bank account.
Oh, trust me, not a whole lot of people at all. $10,000, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So,
and then you have the operational costs for your maxi taxi and whatnot. You have your loan to pay, and you have your house to see about, people to feed. Choices, everybody. Sit and reflect and really think. Now is the time, given everything that is happening, you have to make wise choices.
And sometimes now, and it's not the time to challenge the system.
No, because even if you want to challenge the system, the time for that is not now. You cannot, there's no luxury or affording of that time.
Exactly.
Did you process the challenge system right now? I would, no.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't advise it.
We're 951 Remix.
Well, hopefully you're way happier today than yesterday. As far as tomorrow goes, that's quite tomorrow. So let's not even think about that. All right, DJ Daddy, I don't know if I asked you this recently. What was the last movie you saw in a theater, an actual cinema?
Oh, gosh, look what you're asking me.
Yeah, don't tell me it was the Ten Commandments, huh?
I have to think back to pre-2020, and the trauma that we've endured since then has left a scar. So, I don't know.
Well, some people say...
I think it must have been a kiddie movie. I might have taken the children to see... Something kitty,
something involving drawings, right? A cartoon
something
or something?
Correct.
All right, well, there are many reasons to want to go to the movies, and then there are many reasons to not want to. Like, for some people, they love the Fast and Furious franchise, but some people, like myself, think it's gone on way too long.
Agreed.
Right, so here's the latest with this now. The last one was Hobbs and Shaw, which was Jason Statham and The Rock. No. Jason Statham. Yeah, and The Rock. Okay, Hobbs and Shaw. Now, that actually went on to gross $750 million. Just when you think the average viewer needed to see the cast, the original cast of Ludacris and Vin Diesel and everybody.
Right.
Now, that was 9. Now, 10 and 11 are already set for production. But apparently, Vin Diesel says the only way he's returning is if they pay him $50 million per episode. And
wow.
He might...
But I mean, technically, he probably fed up to it, in all fairness.
Yeah, well, luckily he made $20 million for each of the past movies.
Or he hasn't had a raise, well then, I mean, if he hasn't had a raise.
Yeah.
And the franchise is still turning out, you know, millions of US dollars.
Wow, I know
it's...
Well, yeah, because I'm wondering if I mean, what... what do you think would be the going rate for me in a movie? Like, imagine featuring the Valster, action-packed.
The rate would be you going.
They say yes, you'll get your own trailer, but you know,
you need to leave when we give it to you.
Yeah, you can have a trailer, sir. It'll be in the back of the building with no walls. Yeah,
but I will say, I have been looking at movies. Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes I get sucked into series, and I'm not a big movie person. But I watched this one the other day, Tenet, with Denzel Washington's son and Robert Pattinson.
Right.
I feel like that was an inception. Like, the heights behind it, so high.
Yeah, I read a little write-up on it. It seems something like that.
I watched it, and I still don't know what I watched.
It's one of those movies, if you watch it with one of your parents, expect them to say, so explain what has happened here, sir, and what has happened here.
Obviously, I'm a parent, and I wasn't aware of it, because I was asking myself those questions.
You take your eye off for a second, and you miss, like, about 50 years.
And the thing about it is, I went back and was watching, you know, because, you know, you get on your phone sometimes, you miss a part, you think, I tried, and go back, and still didn't make a difference.
Wow. Well, you know.
What was that about?
Well, I mentioned, what would I be paid for a movie? You know, some people wouldn't mind acting in a movie even if they get killed off in the first few scenes. And I'm actually drawing reference to Post Malone. So, of course, you know, a lot of these musical entities are delving into film. And it seems like a no-brainer when you are a superstar, entertainer, singer, and you have your own music videos. It seems like a natural progression to film. Well,
yeah, sure.
All right, so...
because they kind of act in your videos.
Exactly, and you are the star. All right, so Post Malone landed a cameo role in the Jason Statham-led Wrath of Man movie. Now, that was released on May the 7th, Friday. Now, apparently, despite getting killed off pretty quickly, all right, Jason Statham, who is known for action roles like Fast and Furious and The Expendables, blah, 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 he spoke about how impressed he was. Jason Statham said he was rather impressed. I know, you know, funny, this story is. He was so impressed about Post Malone's aptitude, his work ethic. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, he said Post came in with this big enthusiasm for being killed that day. he said, here's Jason Statham. He's like, I can't wait for you to kill me, man. I got sucked into that enthusiasm, and he did a great job. It's just a shame that it was short moment together. But that's not the best part. The British actor, Jason Statham, then said Post Malone invited him to come make a record with him.
Wow. Is this going to be like Bruce Willis?
Oh my God.
Jason Statham have that kind of Bruce Willis finisher.
Yeah, once is not like the Hoff, okay? So DJ Danny, we know about the American effort on Mars.
But yeah, the rover.
Yeah, so the Chinese rover landed 4 days ago.
Oh, the Chinese have one too?
Yeah, Zhurong. It's spelled Zhurong. And apparently landed about 4 days ago. They only sent the images, four basic images, yesterday. They received a lot of comments on social media about, you know, take a page out of NASA's book, all your rail sticking. The Chinese said, phew, patience. Patience. That's all they said. Patience, people. So the images are going to be coming out fast and furious.
Is this rover tweeting too?
Is this rover what?
Going to be tweeting.
Well, I don't know. Given the fact that it's Chinese, this rover might be so advanced it might be actual writing letters with a pen.
That's advanced as opposed to tweeting.
Well, you show me a robot that could write letters with a pen on Mars and I'll tell you that's pretty advanced. Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah. But I'm seeing the background of the images. It looks like, you know, Mars. You know what Mars does look like? Like somebody take a whole set of red clay blocks and then just blow it up and just cover everything.
I guess that's why they call it the red planet.
Well, it couldn't be because that's where you come from.
Seriously.
My red woman joke. Yeah, go ahead.
Talking about space and planets and discovery, you know, we are almost in June, right?
Yeah.
Where the Congress in the U.S. are supposed to be disclosing some information.
Well, supposed to be, but you know what? I honestly believe they're going to do like the last thing that, was not NASA?
Department of Defense.
Right. They didn't say what it is. They just said it's unidentified and they left it there.
Well, right, UAPs, they changed the terminology and they admitted that they've encountered these craft.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't say, and they didn't say UFOs because there maybe it could be an enemy of the state or some kind of new technology that belongs
that
on
is
the planet.
Exactly. And of course, we have so many billionaires around the world right now. Proclaimed and unproclaimed, that could have the advanced technology and, of course, a wealth of scientists to keep
working on it
in some underground hidden laboratory in Antarctica. We watch too much movies, I know, but
we've seen enough movies.
Yeah.
Could be Dr. Evil in a cave somewhere developing some, you know?
Of course. Well, no. Actually, Dr. Evil and Austin Powers kind of, you know, rekindle their fraternal relationship, and they are not really doing that whole good guy, bad guy thing anymore.
Oh, they're using their powers for good entirely.
For good, yeah.
No, but seriously, there's been a marked increase, and this is just me going down the rabbit hole of aliens, right? You know, some days you just need some unidentified lights in the sky to on a loop to look at what's happening around the world, right?
Yeah.
And it's so much footage, Val. And I mean, people are dating them, so a lot of stuff, even this year, last week, that people are seeing in the sky that cannot be explained. And I don't know if it's because it's becoming closer to June and closer to maybe some more disclosure that these things are increasing in regular occurrence.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Activities. I mean, here's what I think, though. Sadly, all the world ever wanted to finally come to terms with and some sort of acknowledgement is that we are not alone in the universe. Mm-hmm. But ironically, so much is happening in the world, especially today, and human beings have become so self-absorbed, okay, that we are completely desensitized to the actuality of aliens. Like, it's in front of our face.
I am sorry.
People don't care. If on CNN today, all right, you would see something about an alien spaceship recorded by many, and it's put out on CNN. By tomorrow, that's yesterday's news. Nobody cares.
Well, correct. The news cycle is kind of a lot. I understand that point. But at the same time, if a UFO land on the promenade, because, you know, it's close to human traffic now.
No. That's never going to happen, because you will see how fast Gary Griffin is going to show up and arrest whoever flying that. No, because you cannot be on the promenade. Guys, it's 7:31. Don't say all you didn't know, eh? 7:48. Valster and DJ Danny with you. Good morning if you're now tuning in. All right, so a couple of people on the chat. Good morning to Bean and Ash. Good morning to Innovare. Good morning to, let's see, a bunch of just messages, no names, and it's not about bigging up. It's just about, you know, interacting. Someone says, let's see, there's a documentary about the underground bases in the Arctic and Antarctic. Yes, that much we know for sure. Yeah, definitely. Also, DJ Danny, somebody said that, letting us know that yesterday in Claxton Bay, apparently there was immense traffic jam. And it was because an actual UFO. Someone said there was somebody said there was an unidentified fat old man sleeping on the pavement, and it caused a stir, apparently.
I am not laughing at that.
I am laughing at that. I am laughing at that, yeah.
And that caused a traffic jam. So was it like Santa?
It could have been Santa, but remember, he's trapped in Trinidad. Poor man, he can't go back and make toys.
Oh, okay.
No, he could leave, you know, he could leave Trinidad. But
he just can't come back.
He just can't enter where he's going. Apparently, Santa Claus is not the boss of his life.
No, well, not around these parts.
All right, so DJ Danny, we've been talking about aliens. Let's talk about dinosaurs, because I know you know that there are certain people on the Earth who, one, thinks the Earth is flat, still.
Right.
And think there's no such thing as dinosaurs.
I don't think that anymore, okay? Stop dragging me for that.
All right, I won't. I won't stop dragging. All right, so I came across an article here on science and technology. And here's something that is pretty creepy. Yet another reason why we should be happy that dinosaurs don't exist. As terrifying as they might be, the idea of them, it's comforting to know that the only time we have any idea that dinosaurs hunted at night was when you look at Jurassic Park, because the raptors and the T-Rex was trying to devour everybody at night when they got escaped from the park. But they've discovered the fossils of a flying dinosaur, so I guess it's around the family of pterodactyls, maybe. And according to the bones and the structure and the fossils, they've determined that these dinosaurs, along with a whole bunch of others, were extremely apt, just like our versions of owls, to see and hunt at night, in the darkest of night. So imagine being scared of dinosaurs and whatnot, fine. But then at night, was?
So it's like, this sounds like a lot of good content for somebody to start to work on a screenplay.
Yeah, the dinosaur, yeah. The dinosaur that nobody saw.
Oh, that's a good name.
Yeah.
Write it down.
It's, it could be like a children's book. Yeah.
Sounds exactly like a children's book. Yeah, stuff of nightmares.
Oh my goodness, the day I write a children's book is the day I will make so much money. I am
going to. You should, you know.
No, I have to, because of the legal ramifications of the things I put in that book. I'm going to have to get myself out of jail. That's why I have to make so much money. I'll be probably making the money from some other endeavor. But seriously.
No, I think that your level of.
My level
humor,
of what? You choose
humor,
your words. Your humor. So it goes to something else.
I wasn't going to say intelligent. Humor,
yeah,
is very childlike and innocent.
Oh, innocent.
Yeah.
Let you be
maybe
the
not
first.
Innocent.
Let
maybe
you be
not
the
innocent.
First human being that ever put innocent on any context of Valmiki Ramlagan together.
In the meaning of, you know, childlike.
Well, I do have these innocent childlike features. My face looks, you know, like.
No, not your face.
Intelligent. If you just tuned in, welcome and good morning to you. Hour number three. Wake up a little later than usual. I envy you. All right, DJ Danny, I just got a message from one of our listeners, Anna. Anna said she believes I can write a children's book.
I think you can. No, I agree. I think that's definitely within your skill set.
No, but is it going to be for children or adults that are young at heart?
Well, maybe you can write like a PG-14 one, and then you can write like a all ages one.
A PG-14 children's book. That sounds like half pregnant. It sounds like something is off. Something is off.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it could kind of have, like, you know, the same storyline, but maybe adapt it for your audience just a little.
I think if I have to, like, you know, delve into the past and sort of resurrect any template for what could help me write a children's book, it would be my growing up with Sesame Street. Because one thing, the most important thing I think I took from Sesame Street growing up, and I still employ it every single day of my life, is sarcasm.
Sarcasm. Yes. Correct.
I think every child was introduced to the wonderful world of sarcastic abilities. And of course, being Trinbagonian, who could drop more sarcastic sayings than Trinbagonians?
Yeah, I think that might be a good approach. And I mean, children learn sarcasm naturally sometimes. You know, they make comments and they don't even realize that they're being facetious or sarcastic.
Yeah, it's an actual coping mechanism, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So listen, I get the papers.
You get our papers?
Yeah, boy. My husband
Oh, is that potty training they're talking about?
No, like today's newspaper.
Oh, wait. You get to sit down somewhere and cross your legs and turn pages?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, gosh.
Legs are crossed. But like in the kind of yoga guru position.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm reading the paper. And I'm turning pages. And it feels so good.
Yeah, it does. It does. Something so simpler.
So I'm looking at this article. They're saying the Harris Promenade was closed and the street dwellers are displaced.
Oh, I read that. And, you know, there's nothing mentioning about of accommodation.
Agreed. But, I mean, again, you know, me and Wooden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Street dwellers are displaced and
that's what street dweller
because,
is.
Because, like, they're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
You know? It's not the fact that, you know, well, we haven't really made any type of accommodation or ways of treating it. I don't know, over a dozen people.
Yeah.
So where are they going to go?
Well, that is it. You know, it's funny you bring this up. This is just Trinidad and Tobago for you. This is why we could never be first world. Let me tell you, Banana Republic forever. In the news a little while ago, we've been hearing a certain sentiment being echoed for quite some time about people trying to get an appointment, trying to get through with a phone call or something to go and get a vaccine. Now the 100,000 Sinopharm coming out this week. And
you have to have an appointment.
And he says the reason...
Only appointment.
Only appointment because they don't want overcrowding. But then again, the whole issue of vaccination is to make sure everybody's vaccinated. So the issue is not overcrowding. The issue is, how are you going to deal with overcrowding? And we're not hearing anything about that.
Well, I don't even think it's a matter of overcrowding. I think that they're worrying about the wrong thing. Just vaccinate people.
Yeah, but people,
as much as possible. But as you said, you know, the CDAP centers, you know, doctors' offices, the same promenades that you have locked down. Like,
correct. Have big vaccination drives and have it there for anybody to come and get it.
Yeah, you know, you go and buy a papers, get a vaccine one time.
I mean, the faster we get this done, the better.
So many templates. If you look at countries that have vaccinated the majority of their populations, and ways they were getting to people to be, one, trusting in taking the vaccine, and two, the availability of it.
Again, it's stemming from, again, leaders. Leaders need to lead by example, but we won't go down that road because I have too much to say about that. It's 15 minutes after 8 o'clock, everybody.
Come on. Forget what you know and let's go.
Let's go.
Yo.
951 Remix.
All right, so the topic of that song, I want to pick up my buddy Wax, a.k.a. Ricardo, out there in Trin City. He's going to save my soul and maybe change the lacings and put a stitching on my shoes. Excellent cobbler. Yeah. All right, it's now 8:47. Ballston DJ Danny with you. Don't forget, at 9 o'clock, Dana comes up, followed by Richard Graham, then Brandon and Laura Lee. Your Thursday is set. Also, look out for Rick D's this evening. Oh, yeah.
Whew. Where are you trying to go?
Where are you trying to go?
Yeah. But you need shoes.
Well, firstly, work. Work, yeah. Because I think something to do with ocean, whatnot, I can't come here barefoot. And then I wouldn't want to because of the coldness.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, I'm a sucker for leather shoes, okay? Leather and anything along those lines. So
you can repair them.
Yeah, thank goodness. You know, you spend the extra money, but then you're left with a pair of shoes that last so long. And then the good thing about leather shoes and boots, they conform to your feet. You know, no matter how lovely they are to look at or not, it's a comfort thing. And the good thing about leather, it's easier repaired than, well, man-made uppers. I hate to see that on a shoe tag. If you have any idea, I hate to see that man-made upper.
Wow.
Yeah, what about you? What about you ladies with your whole wardrobes and cupboards and
of shoes not being used?
I mean, it's sad. Any of your shoes dry rotten, flaking off?
I'm sure they have, but I mean, it would require me taking them out of the cupboard and putting them on to see. And then who has time for more depression?
Well, I thought women love to, you know, try on clothes in front of the mirror and, you know, make their two piles. One that they need to give away, and two, they hold on, hopefully they lose weight and fit into it.
Well, is it more than two piles? I've been in this pandemic for 14, going on 15 months. I've done that twice.
Wow. But the thing is, who to give the clothes to go where? You're going all clothes. A lot of people lost weight. A lot of people gained weight. A lot of people's fashion inclinations may have changed too, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
And then disposable income, it seems more of a myth than anything else before. Where people used to, I mean, the whole entertainment industry in Trinidad and Tobago was thriving, you know, so thriving. And now...
Yeah, because we are generally social people.
Yeah. There's even another thing in the States right now where it's almost borderline crisis, where the economy is opening back up. But a lot of people are not. They are reluctant to return to working frontline, especially at restaurants. Because nothing has changed.
I can understand that.
The expectations haven't changed. The pay hasn't changed. The conditions ain't changed. And then on top of all that, the reality is who you are and what you have to do. And you are, if anybody had to get infected with that, the other follow virus is who in front of who face every day. So
that's crazy.
That is crazy. A lot of people who are working at restaurants have started preparing their own food too. Nobody wants to go back being the bottom of the totem pole anymore.
And anything about it is, you know, a lot of people, I guess, have seen where they can save money by not buying food out and not eating out. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people who thought they were extroverts have realized maybe not so much. I prefer not dealing with people.
Yeah. Because when you really, you know, wonder and sit in your quiet moment, say, why I had the need to leave my house three times a, you know, three, a week. A week, and then go and reach home before in time to go to work, and then press
like
repeat.
Yeah.
And then as soon as some money come in my pocket, I go and buy this shirt or this pants or this shoe or this bag and then does it look good to look good when I go out?
Yeah.
Woo.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, it's about that time, DJ Danny. I wish you a pretty good day at working from home.
Thank you. You guys be safe with the Sahara dust that's supposed to be
high concentration
descending upon us.
Wow. Wow. Well, anyway, about what, a week ago, they said 2 weeks, so we're halfway through the drama of it.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. All right, folks. Well, on behalf of DJ Danny, I wish everyone a great day. Keep a smile on your face. Be kind. Stay awesome. We love you, guys. Be live back here tomorrow to do it all over again.
Val and Danny, it's complicated, and it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.